You are listening to the Desire to Retire podcast, the podcast that reduces that sense of feeling overwhelmed when you think about your retirement. You can go from woe to wow with your retirement plan. I'm your host, Estelle Kelly. Now, on with the show. Desire to retire? But something is holding you back. This is episode 15. This episode addresses the fifth of the top five questions asked about retirement. In my previous episode, I addressed the perennial question, where will I live in retirement? The question this time is, what if I am on my own in retirement? I love to see my clients go from woe to wow. I work with nurturing professionals, mostly educators, health workers and social workers, 55 years plus, who are struggling with the uncertainty of continuing to work versus retiring, even when it seems impossible. And also with people who have retired but find that their retirement dream is not working for them. What if I am on my own? The thought of retirement can be scary if you are on your own. You wonder about who will look after me in my old age. What if I get really sick? Will I be lonely? You have the answer to these questions within you. You are the best person to find the answer for your circumstances in life. You may find you are living on your own as you begin to think about and approach retirement. It can be daunting to wonder, how will I cope if I am not at work every day where there are other adults around me to work with and socialise with? It can be overwhelming at times. Even if you have family, children or grandchildren, it's not always healthy for you to be fully immersed in their lives. They need their own space to mature and grow into wholesome human beings. Sometimes your family lives overseas or in another part of your country, so it's not possible to have closely connected face-to-face interactions with them. With modern technology, we can easily stay in touch and gain some idea of how family members are going in dealing with their lives. That is quite different from you all living under the one roof. Many prospective retirees tell me they worry about their adult children, especially when the child or children have left the family home to set up their own home with or without a partner. I think of my client Liz, who worried about her two adult children. Liz was especially worried about her adult son. He had married, had three children with his wife. The marriage was rocky, but her son did not want divorce as an outcome, as he had lived experience through the experience of his dad divorcing Liz. To ease the tension in the son's marriage, Liz would often purchase expensive gifts, thinking that this would make life easier for him and his family. After gifting and maintaining a car for her son, Liz realized she could not keep doing that as she was facing an impending retirement on her own without a partner and worried about the drain of such gifts on her retirement funds. It was time to establish some boundaries. Besides, in the long term, it is better for the adult son to sort out his own finances, along with the relationship with his wife. Loneliness is a big problem in Western societies today. Here in Australia, it is seen as an ever-increasing social issue. In the 1950s, research reported loneliness can lead to poor psychological outcomes for people. American nurse practitioner, Professor Lori Thiecke, has shared her experience and knowledge on loneliness and says, loneliness can be a predictor for health issues such as anxiety and depression, cardiovascular disease, and functional decline in older adults and suicide in younger generations. In her research, Professor Thiecke has found people often feel ashamed of being lonely. It is normal to want to feel loved and belonging to society. The sense of shame comes from not achieving that sense of belonging and connectedness. Professor Laurie Thiecke suggests the best way to manage loneliness is to report it to a health professional, diagnose it, and develop treatment plans to deal with it. It is common knowledge that being involved in creative pursuits, interests outside the family circle helps people feel more connected to society. If you are feeling alone, swallow your pride and ask for help. There are actions you can take to overcome shyness and those feelings of inadequacy. Accept invitations to attend group activities. Research local interest and hobby groups and be the person to make contact and make inquiries. You don't really know what's on offer until you ask some questions. Now, getting back to Liz. She faced up to her fear of being alone in her retirement and made some definite plans to gradually move into retirement without having to purchase expensive gifts for her son. Well done, Liz. You may be feeling vulnerable as you are facing the prospect of moving into retirement without a supportive partner. It is possible to turn your retirement dreams into a reality. I repeat, you have the answer to this question within you. You are the best person to find the answers for your circumstances in life. Listen out for my no-cost podcasts, which can be found at retirementlife.coach, or try one of the other resources I have for you. A quiz titled Retirement, What's on Your Mind? Or The Wheel of Life, Self-Assessment Activity. Have a go and let me know what you think. You have been listening to the Desire to Retire podcast. Want to check out how well you are progressing in planning for your retirement? To gain some clarity on planning a meaningful retirement, try the simple, no-cost tools or access this special three-part podcast series at retirementlife.coach. I am your host, Estelle Kelly. Thank you for listening.